Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Owner Mike Ashley remains 100% committed to the Saudi-based takeover of Newcastle, despite the collapse of a deal on Thursday. On Thursday, it was revealed that Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, PCP Capital Partners and Rubin Brothers, have withdrawn from the process to buy Newcastle. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund had been set to take an 80% stake in the Premier League club under the terms of the deal, which was understood to be worth just over £300 million. But the investment group decided to end their interest, citing the worldwide uncertainty caused by the coronavirus pandemic and the prolonged process they found themselves involved in. Newcastle's managing director Lee Charnley released a statement on Friday on behalf of Ashley, confirming the 55-year-old still hopes to sell the club to the Saudi-backed consortium. He said, "We acknowledge the statement issued on Thursday, never say never, but to be clear, Mike Ashley is 100% committed to this sale. However, our current focus must now be on supporting Steve Bruce in the transfer market and on preparations for the new season." Moving on, and Newcastle are interested in Sassuolo defender Rogerio as they look to strengthen their defensive areas. Rogerio had time in the youth ranks at Sassuolo and Juventus, but made the jump up to the first team during his time at the Allianz Stadium. However, the Brazilian struggled to make his mark for Juventus and moved to Sassuolo on loan in 2017-18. He impressed in his first season and cemented his place as the first-choice left-back for the 2018-19 season. He soon made the switch to Sassuolo permanent for a €6 million fee. That was in the summer of 2019. And it's understood now Newcastle have been keeping tabs on his services and are considering making a move. Finally, Newcastle's nearly two-year pursuit of Ryan Fraser is close to D-Day, with the Scotland international set to decide his future. Newcastle tried to get the player tied down to a pre-contract in May, but the player at that stage opted to keep his options open, with the likes of Arsenal and Tottenham showing an interest. That's all for now. We'll have more later.